Hello, everyone. This is Richard with Richard Runs Trails. Hope everyone's been doing great. Today, I'm going to do a race recap on my Night Moves Trail Marathon, which was last Saturday. Night Moves Trail Marathon took place in San Felipe, Texas. That's a little bit west of Houston. Very close to where they have the Brazos Bend race. And nice Stephen F. State Park. It was about 3 hours drive for me from Austin. Very hot and humid. Of course, all the races in summertime are hot in Texas, but this one was extremely humid. I'll talk about it a little bit more, but it was the first time I've actually raced shirtless. My first lap, I did not, but I'll go into more detail about that. So the race is a marathon, so it's 42K, 26.2 miles. It's actually one of the shortest races I've done in a long time. I was looking at it as more of a training race because I had habanero not too long ago, a few weeks back, three or four weeks back. And then this next weekend, or 2 weeks after this race, I have a 100-miler in Arkansas Traveler, which is a very difficult race with a lot of elevation. So I didn't want to overcook myself. So I was looking at this as a training race. I wanted to go out there and have fun. I also had some race credit that I wanted to use up with Trail Racing Over Texas. And I've heard it's a nice race. It's done at night, like most races are done in Texas, but after dark, it's still hot, and I think it was probably in the high 80s, and humidity level was extremely high. I'm used to running in the heat all the time, and it felt very challenging to run in because I think we were so close to the Gulf of Mexico, and I've run into that at Brazos Bend before, and also Rocky Raccoon. So equipment-wise, I didn't have much equipment. I wore my UD belt, and what I put in here was I only put my phone, which I run with it turned off just to save the batteries. It's only for emergencies. It turns out there was not much signal out there, even though there was a lot of camping areas that we were running near. So the whole time we were running not too far from campers and hikers and stuff like that. It was a pretty safe area to run, and I had to run the 8 laps. So each lap was, I think, a little bit more than 3 miles, maybe 3.25 miles, and it was a tough course. To put it in perspective, it took me over 6 hours to finish it, and the course record is like 4 hours and 15 minutes, something like that. So it's not an easy marathon course by no means. And there were some very fast runners out there. There's one guy from San Diego, I think, that won the race. I think he won it in like 4 hours, 20 or 30 minutes, something like that. But it was 8 laps, which always can be challenging. I prefer fewer laps or point-to-point races because the running the same lap so many times can be very monotonous and can be kind of test your mental strength. Because you're passing your car quite a few times, and you know most races, you know, lap races are 4 laps. This one's 8 laps. Originally thought it was going to be 6 laps, but I think he changed the course a little bit. But anyways, for a marathon, it was 8 laps. The first lap, I wore my UD belt, and inside I had my phone, and also I had my handheld light, which is also, I think it's UD also. And no, it's a Nathan light. The handheld was backup, but I kept it in my belt all the time just in case I get lost. I'm just kind of don't like to take risk there. After the second lap, I put on my Black Diamond headlamp and I used that the whole race. The first lap, I really pushed the pace. I ran actually faster than my training pace. I felt good, even though it was really hot. I was also filming, so I didn't want it to be too boring, me running a little bit slower pace. So After this race recap, I'll show you one complete lap, and it'll be with some nice music. So I really hope that everyone will watch the race, the lap footage. It's a very interesting course. It's a tough course because there are some technical sections, and there are a lot of hills that are slight grade. You're always running up or down across bridges, and there are some jeep roads which are flat and not too bad, easy, pretty easy. But because of the heat and all the brush, keeping the wind off the trail, I thought it was pretty challenging. And I think that's one of the reasons that, you know, the best marathon time out there is over 4 hours. Because, you know, 4 hours and 4 hours and 20 minutes will win, you know, that's a time that wins a lot of 50Ks. You know, that's the best time in this marathon, which is 10K shorter. So this kind of gives you an idea. So I had my belt with my phone and also my Nathan handheld. Bottle-wise, I was using my Ultra Aspire bottles. These are pretty good bottles. Highly recommend them. The only thing is sometimes the bottle will spin. You just kind of have to get your fill on how you want it on here. And also the plastic is thin, but it does have big mouths on the top. You have to make these tight, because if you don't, when you squeeze the bottle, sometimes it'll blow out through the thread. So bottle quality wise, they're not the best. I like the UD Big Mouse, but they're hard to find. I don't think they make them anymore. But the Ultra Aspire ones are pretty good. The design I like the best, but the bottle quality is not the best. So, but anyways, I used one of these. And then after the second lap, I used two of these. And then the last lap, I just used one of these. On the first lap, I was carrying my my GoPro 9 with a stick. So one hand was holding it. And that was challenging because it was really hot and I was pushing the pace. When I came, shoes, like I mentioned in my last video, I use my Speed Goat 5s, but I use my double E's. These are the first time I raced in double E's, and they did pretty well. I used the Injinji Trail. I didn't use the Ultra ones, but I do plan to use the Ultra ones. Just got some in. So they make three different ones. They make the road, or they just call it the Injinji regular. That's for the road. I don't recommend those because if you're not real careful with your toenails, you'll definitely pop a hole in them. They're really thin. Injinji Trails is my go-to sock. I wear for most things. And then 100 milers, I like to use the Ultra Run, which they're harder to get. You need to order them online. But those are better for ultras, you know, 100K plus. I use them for 100 milers. But anyways, I use my trail Injinjis, and with my Hoka Speed Goat 5s, and worked out pretty well. So first lap, push the pace. I ran really hard. For me, it's hard. And I passed a lot of people. I wasn't meaning to pass a lot of people, but I ended up passing a lot of people. You also see in the race footage, some people were dressed up in like Halloween costumes because it's night moves. It's kind of like a disco theme. And, you know, they're playing disco music at the start and the start finish, which you're going to pass 8 times. It's kind of cool. But there were people in dresses and some other costumes, and they were trying to get a free race because in the first and second place costume is going to get a free race. I really felt for them though, because I was so hot and I'm used to the heat. And on the second lap I came in, I thought to myself, I need to take everything off. And because we were running near campers all the time and basically civilization was close at all times, I decided even to leave my phone. I dropped my phone, my light, and many different things. So turn off my work computer there, starting to buzz me. I dropped my backup light. I put on my Black Diamond light, which is on my head, And then I had taken off my shirt and I left my UD belt, my extra light, and my phone in my drop bag. I've never done that before, but I figured the risk was low and I just needed to get rid of everything. It was really hot. And boy, did it make a difference. I think I ran maybe 1 mile of the second lap. I was still hot, but after that, you know, it started to get dusk, and it eventually got dark on the third lap. And it felt so good to be running shirtless for the last 5 laps. And I'm going to do that more often. I mean, I've been racing 30 years, been doing ultras for 4 or 5 years. That's the first race I've ever run without a shirt. Maybe because I'm a little self-conscious, you know, I just always want to have a shirt, you know. Going to aid stations, you know, everybody helping you, don't even know, you know, standing there shirtless. But I got brave and I did it, and I really enjoyed it. I cooled off so well, and it really made a difference for me. So second, third, fourth, fifth lap, pretty uneventful. I got into my, almost starting my seventh lap, and I was drinking Gatorade and not very much water. Basically, I was drinking Gatorade the whole time. That's what the race was providing. I ate a few like sports bars, but I didn't eat too much. I mainly was using Liquid Nutrition. But going into this, and then on the seventh lap, I had these small coffees. They're double shot espressos that come in a can. Oh man, I really highly recommend them. I'm going to be using them in my 100 milers too. It's just the right, and they just have cream in them. And they have no sugar. So the cream kind of coats your stomach, makes it feel good. Before I did that though, my stomach was feeling a little bit off. And maybe because I was hungry, I don't know. But I did take the coffee. I felt pretty good. But I decided the seventh and eighth lap that I would only drink water, because I think I was just taking in too much sugar. I've been trying to lean out the last 2 months. So I haven't been taking any sugar. So it was really the first time I've drank some sugar. You know, you're going to take in a lot of sugar at a trail race. So it made my stomach feel a little bit uncomfortable. So I decided on the seventh and eighth lap, I was going to use only water. And that's the really big difference between a marathon and shorter compared to an ultra. In a marathon, you can grind it out. You can jeopardize your nutrition and still you can make it through it, no problem. But in ultra, you cannot do that. If I'd done that in an ultra, a few hours later, my stomach would start rejecting food. So you in an ultra, you really need to take in I'd always say about 300 calories per hour. Some people say it should be 400, which I think is kind of difficult, but you have to regularly take in calories. And after a while, you really need to take in solid food. Some people can, I mean, some of the elite athletes can use liquid nutrition the whole time. And of course they're running half as many hours as the mid and back of the pack are. But anyways, I decided to drink only water because I knew I was going to be done in 6 miles. You know, my mind is like, okay, I got to run another 10K on water, no problem. So I did that, and it was probably a mile or two. I felt much better. I was just so sick of taking in so much sugar, and it was upsetting my stomach. So I took in water and felt fine. So I took one can of coffee. It's a small can. I mean, it might be 8 ounces or 6 ounces, but it's got a double espresso. I took one on the seventh lap, and then I took another one on the last lap, and I felt really good. So finished the race, then I drove home, and that's that. It was a great event. There was quite a few people out there. They had quite a few DNFs, but then, you know, I was able to pass a lot of people towards the end. So I ended up like 15th overall. I think there was probably 25 or 30 runners, something like that. There were more runners than that, but a lot of them were doing a half marathon. Some people were doing 10K and 5K. Yeah, real nice metal. You can see here. Night moves. It's got the disco ball. They also had, I think this is glow in the dark, so it's going to be interesting when I put it in my metal case at night when I turn off the lights. But they also had a nice t-shirt that they gave out as swag, and it's got a glow in the dark emblem logo on it. So anyways, it was a good time. It was a great training race for me. It was a tough race for me, but I needed to get, you know, another really good hard long run in before my 100 milers. So the race was last weekend. So next weekend, you know, I'm a week after this Night Moves race. So next weekend I have the 100 miler in Arkansas, which is the beginning of October. And then in the middle of November, I have Dinosaur Valley 100 miler. And then 2 or 3 weeks later, I have a last man standing race, which is 4.1 miles. And, you know, you have to do a loop every hour on the hour. So those are very interesting. I haven't done one of those before. But if you're listening to this this race recap on my podcast, please check my YouTube channel, and you can see some of the visual things I've shown. And also you can see one lap of the race. So anyways, I wish everyone a great weekend, and enjoy your training. If you're going to be running at Arkansas Traveler, let me know. I'd like to say hello to you and chat with you. And please watch the race footage and run it through. It really helps my channel out. And, you know, I know it's long, but I think you'll find that the course is very interesting, and I'm going to have some pretty cool music. I'm sure I will have some techno music. I haven't planned it yet. Last video I did classical music, but I'm going to go back to dance music. That's my favorite genre of music. But it's a really cool course. It's like 3.25 miles. Stay tuned and check it out. You know, if you're running on your treadmill, it'd be great to watch it and listen to it at the same time. But anyways, have a great weekend, and wish everybody the best. Bye for now.